Hey guys, great day. Good morning. It's early in the morning here. And, you know, I get up and have my routine, a cup of coffee and do my meditation and prayers early in the morning. Then I take a look at what's going to happen for the day, check around me. It's funny, I was reading just a couple of minutes ago some headlines, you know, that you see in the real estate space. Is part of my reasoning here because a lot of people that I work with are in the real estate space on the banking and real estate side, selling and buying and investing. But I had to take a quick minute here because it is so sometimes obnoxious to read, you know, the clickbait headlines that you see about the market. Some are good and on the other side, some are not so good. Let me get my glasses on so I can see myself. And so part of the reasoning for this here is very simple, simply this. I mean, if I looked at the headlines about Compass and Zillow yesterday, I think it was, who else was it? There was another company. There's a handful of them, let me say it that way, that are... sales are increasing. They're recruiting more people into their business, even through all of these challenges that are going on right now. And it's interesting, you scroll down and you're looking at articles and different things. Gotta keep up to date, you know, and remember, always look at the context of things, not just the headlines. But there's some things that you can look at headlines and say, this doesn't make any sense, or it makes sense. But it's conflicting because you see a company such as Compass, who's a formidable online provider and, you know, good company. They got their thing going on. And then you go down continue down the feed and you see another headline that says sales are down 6 to 10%. What's going on? What's the confusion? You got one company has increase in Q2, Q1 of 2024 at the time of this particular recording. And then you scroll down and you see a decrease, right? And people go, it twists their brain. Now, globally, from one company's perspective, they could be up. From a national perspective, the market could be down, which is more than likely the case without reading into the context of the email itself. But I think my point in this is you got to be careful what you're reading and how it affects you. At the end of the day, at the bottom line, at the core of all of this, there are people that are producing. If a company, short of the market seizing and nothing ever happening, there's always going to be people that are going to be buying, selling, and investing. I could care less what's going on in the marketplace, short of real estate going away and nobody ever moving from where they are, short of them never going to the grocery store, putting gasoline in their car to move around. Something radical happens. Who knows? I'm not a Nostradamus here, and I can care less. What I want you guys to think about is what's going on right now. What are you doing today? What am I doing today to maximize our exposure to the marketplace, to increase our sales, to generate more opportunities than ever before? Listen, you got to pivot with some things as they change, as with everything. I mean, if we haven't pivoted in the last several years at any level or understood what it meant, the word pivot, whoever talked about the word pivot before this, all of these things in the last several years, it would never come out into these conversations. So do yourself the favor, when you see headlines, whether you're watching YouTube or reading emails or headlines or people talking out loud, look at the first and foremost, look at the context by which they are saying and ask yourself, does this make sense, right? Just to kind of get a clarity. But more importantly, ask yourself, okay, what am I doing, right? Are there people in my marketplace, and I don't care what industry you're in, you may be watching this, are there people in my marketplace have a need, want, and desire for my product, good, and service, period? If there are, then there's opportunity, okay? If you have a lot of competition or you have some good semblance of competition, that means that there's a demand for a product, good, or service. Okay. Sure, it might slow down, it might spike up, variables come into play. But the real question is, what are you doing? See, it's not about the market. It's not about these changes that are occurring on. It's about you and your marketing and what changes you will make or and or adapt to in this whole scheme of things. All right. I hope this makes sense. I hope you go out there today, make it productive, be the best you can today. Okay. Look into your future and see, okay, knowing what I know now, what would I do differently? Where can I improve today? Right. And go out there and consider these thoughts. It's really important. It's empowering to have the belief that you can achieve and get good at your skill. And there's a number of things that you can always be better at for all of us. Okay. And so I want to say thank you for your time. I appreciate it. Go make it a great day. And keep in mind, you are the market. Don't worry about the market around you. What are you doing to market and grow your business? Be aware of it, be on top of it, be ahead of it, wherever it's going in all you do. If the market's flat and you want to grow your business, then increase your efforts and energies towards being ahead of that flat market and by growing 10, 15% more. If it slows down by 10 or 15%, be ahead of that slowdown. If it's at the peak or it's driving really hard, it's above 100%, let's say, be above that as well. Always stay ahead of the curve and you will never lose. Go have a great day. Thanks for your time. We'll talk to you later. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye for now.